when conflicts arise.
Do we need to do pratikraman more often, or would it suffice to do it just once? For the karma created during a prolonged period of conflict, where there was an exchange of a lot of words?
Do as many individual pratikramans as you can, and then do collective pratikramans. If too many pratikramans accumulate, do them all at once. O Dada Bhagavan, I am doing the pratikraman simultaneously for all the faults I have committed. Then it will be all over. I guarantee that you will attain full liberation in only 3 lifetimes, provided you stop the conflict with others. If the conflicts occur, you must do pratikraman. Conflicts occur between 2 pudgals, effective complexes of thoughts, speech and acts, and these conflicts can be resolved with pratikraman. If the other person is dividing, then you should be multiplying, so that there will be no remainder. To blame others for saying hurtful things to you is your own fault. Why don't you blame the wall when you bump into it?
Give me an example of gross, subtle, very subtle, and the extremely subtle forms of conflict. What is a subtle conflict?
Subtle conflict, for example, would be that which you have with your father.
Like what?
Do you fight?
No, Dada.
That is a subtle conflict.
Does it have anything to do with the mind? Does verbal conflict also come under subtle?
No, verbal is gross conflict. Subtle conflict is that which the other person cannot see.
How can we avoid such subtle conflicts?
First, you must tackle the gross conflict, then the subtle, then the very subtle, and finally the extremely subtle conflicts.
What is an example of a very subtle conflict, Dada?
This applies only to the one who is self-realized. If you slap someone and a self-realized person happens to witness it, the self-realized person maintains the awareness of the self and sees that it was vyavasthit for the other person to receive the slap. If even for an instant he sees you or the other person as being at fault, this would be considered a very subtle fault or conflict.
Please explain that to me again. I did not understand.
For you who have taken this gnana of the self, to see faults of others is an example of a very subtle conflict or fault.
So when we look at others' faults, it is very subtle conflict?
No, that's not it. Very subtle conflict is to see others' faults even when you have attained the conviction through gnana that no one is at fault. How can you see faults in a person when he is in reality the pure self? You should have an awareness of these very subtle faults.
So does that include all these mental conflicts?
All that belongs to subtle conflicts.
So, what is the difference between the two?
This all goes beyond the realm of the mind.
Mental conflict and those faults?
That does not belong to the mind. The very faults are beyond the mind.
Does it mean that where there is very subtle conflict is also present?
You do not have to be concerned about that. They are all different. The extremely subtle conflict or fault comes last.
It was mentioned once during satsang that when we become engrossed with a relative self, that is Chandulal, it is considered an extremely subtle fault.
Yes, that is an extremely subtle fault. Such a fault should be avoided. You will inadvertently become engrossed with your relative self. But eventually, you will realize that mistake.
Although through our prayers, we ask for the experience of the self and not for temporary, worldly things, a relative self still becomes engrossed in worldly matters. Is that not an extremely subtle fault?
Yes.
Is there any other remedy available? Or is pratikraman the only cure for this?
There is no other weapon.
But Dada, when we have to do pratikraman, is that not our ego?
No. You, the pure self, do not have to do pratikraman. It is Chandulal who is at fault and therefore he is the one that must do pratikraman. The pure self is simply the knower and has never erred. This worldly life is a consequence of atikraman. The ego and the intellect together are responsible for atikraman.
Purushart against one's negative qualities.
Not a single lifetime has gone without rag or attachment. People continue to do rag dvesh or attachment and abhorrence until the moment they become self-realized. Besides these two, there's nothing else.
Dada, abhorrence results from attachment, does it not?
Yes, it is the result of attachment. When you become overly attached to someone, you will experience abhorrence towards him later. Anything that is done in excess will lead to an initial dislike and then abhorrence. When anything exceeds its limit, we start disliking it. Excess dislike is abhorrence. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand, Dada.
You must understand that whatever you encounter are your own reactions or effects of past causes. When you greet someone with a lot of respect, but he appears to be sulking, you should understand that it is because of your own previous cause and then do pratikraman. Generally, people will respond by sulking in return, perpetuating the cycle of attachment abhorrence. Now, after having received this jnana, you must accept your mistakes and settle them with equanimity. As a jnani purush, I accept all the mistakes.
Dada, what can we do to stop feelings of jealousy after this jnana?
There are two ways to deal with that. One is to repent when you experience such feelings. The other is to realize that the jealousy is the result or effect from your previous life and that they just happen. You do not make them happen. These feelings will disappear provided you do not accept them as yours and become involved with them. Just be aware of the traits of jealousy occurring within and remain separate. If, however, you become jealous, then you have to do pratikraman.
I do not want to harbor any suspicion for anyone, yet it happens. How can I stop this, Dada?
You must see the pure self of the person whom you have suspicions for and ask for forgiveness. You should do pratikraman. These doubts that you feel come from the mistakes from your previous lifetime. If you are walking alone at night and fear you might get mugged, you must do pratikraman for this. This suspicion spoils everything. Take the necessary precautions while doing pratikramans. If you harbor suspicions, things may go wrong. Do not allow yourself to become suspicious of any living being. Suspicion brings suffering. If you do nothing to dismiss your doubts, they will consume you. When you feel doubt, you must make Chandulal do pratikraman. You are the lord of this universe. So why must you have any doubts? It is human nature to have doubts. But you must do instant pratikraman for this mistake. When you become aware of the slightest thought, good or bad, about anyone, you must erase it immediately. If these thoughts are allowed to linger, they will reach the other person and proliferate. They can grow in a matter of hours and continue for days. You should not allow your vibrations to flow in this way. A large portion of effects of the deeds done in this life is destroyed with pratikraman. When you do pratikraman, your karma will weaken like a burnt rope with its cinders intact and will disintegrate at the slightest jolt. In your next life, all you will have to do is shake off the cinders. Every act done in this life is an effect. Within it, unknown to the doer of the act, are the causes of the next life. These causes give their results as effects in the next life. For negative acts performed in this life, pratikraman changes the causes within, and therefore the desired result is the effect in the next life.
Destroying addiction with jnana.
Dada, I am addicted to smoking. What should I do?
Maintain from within that this smoking is wrong. Furthermore, never defend the act of smoking in any manner. If you do, it will only serve to reinforce and protect your habit. Admit that you have a weakness and that it is a bad habit. Only then will the time come that you will be able to break yourself of this addiction. If you do not, then this addiction will stay with you forever. I do pratikraman also. One must become free from all opinions held within. It is not acceptable to have an opinion of any kind. By doing pratikraman, one attains the ultimate thing. Technically, pratikraman is required, but scientifically, it is not necessary.
How is it scientific?
Scientifically, it is all a discharge. Everything that happens is an effect of past life causes. After this gnan, you become completely separate from Chandulal. So why then do you need to do pratikraman? The state of separation does not remain because of the lack of exact awareness of the separation. Pratikraman erases all opinions. If pratikraman is not done, all opinions that have become ingrained within you will not leave. By doing pratikraman, you are distancing yourself from these opinions. The mind is composed and constructed through opinions. So as many opinions you have, that much of a mind you will have. I do not have any objection to your addiction, but you must do pratikraman for it. Confess to God that it is wrong for you to drink and that you are sincerely sorry for it, and ask for the strength to not drink again. Do this much for your own sake. People generally make matters worse by raising objections and criticizing the addict. All I have to say is that it does not matter how grave a mistake has been made, but you must do pratikraman for it.
This morning, Dada, you said that before drinking tea, you do pratyakhyan, that is, I will never do it again.
Yes.
Since we were on the subject, I had to mention this.
I, the self, do not drink tea, but sometimes circumstances lead me, A.M. Patel, to do so. These circumstances are out of my control and so I am forced to drink tea. But I, A.M. Patel, do not drink without first doing pratyakhyan, otherwise the one who likes tea will continue to do so. Pratyakhyan is like smearing oil on a surface so that nothing will adhere to it. This is worth understanding. Do pratyakhyan whenever you do anything, even if it does not hurt others. Pratikraman should be done whenever atikraman has occurred. Drinking tea is not considered atikraman. You are compelled to drink tea, but that is not considered atikraman. But if you do not do pratyakhyan, then a little of it will stick to you. From now on, remember to do pratyakhyan. Very rarely do I have physical suffering. There was an entire month after my car accident when it seemed that this light was going to extinguish.
Nothing like that is going to happen, Dada.
No. But did Hiraba, Dada's wife, not pass away? Would the same not befall this body? What kind of karma was it that brought physical suffering?
The karma of physical suffering.
People assume that I have been suffering, but I am not affected by any suffering. Nor does it affect the Tirthankars. I felt no sorrow when Hiraba passed away. I am not affected by anything. People think that I experience grief and sorrow, but not once has sorrow touched me for the last 20 years. This is precisely the science that I am giving you. If you do not experience the bliss of the science in exactness, then there is a mistake on your part. If you understand the science, you will not face any suffering.
Dada Bhagwan is immune to the karma of suffering, but would it affect Ambalal Bhai?
No, neither one are affected. That is the power of this science. One would go insane if it affected him. Suffering is there because of the absence of knowledge. If the knowledge prevails, it would not affect even this file, Chandulal. It does not affect anyone. Suffering is where there is no knowledge. How could there be any suffering if you know this Gnan? In the presence of Gnan, there is no pleasure or pain.
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो 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 दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार